This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We talk a lot here about the nature of money, how it works, how policy affects it. Also, though, the philosophy behind it. I say all that because the other day, a book called Negative Money landed on my desk. It's a book of poems by Lillian Yvonne Bertram, an associate professor of English at the University of Maryland, where they also run the MFA program. It's money through kind of a different lens. Professor Bertram, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Can we start, first of all, with the title of this book, Negative Money? What does that mean to you?
Oh, negative money to me is a kind of a state of lack that doesn't necessarily look like lack. I mean, I came up with the title because I was thinking to myself about the fact that myself and all of my friends and people I know, we all have, you know, full-time jobs and we're working, but no matter the money that we make, no matter the jobs that we have, we don't ever make more than we owe. And so I was almost like joking with myself and I was like, Lillian Yvonne, you don't have money. You have negative money. And that's it's like you look like you have money, but it's not really there.
One of the many subtexts of the poems in this book that deal with money, and there are a dozen or so, right, in this book, is so there's race and gender, right? It's a big thing in this book, and it's about the whiteness of capitalism. It's about the transactional nature of our society. It's about, as we talked about a minute ago, the constant state of indebtedness that so many people in this economy feel. And I wonder how those themes came to you.
I guess these themes came to me because they're themes that I live. You know, what I earn or don't earn has to do with how others see and value me, right? Choosing how to value people based on things like race and gender. So I'm very much aware that I navigate the world through this complex mix of how I'm seen, how I see others, how my value is determined by others. So these are themes that I live daily and that everyone I know lives daily. And a lot of those themes then come out in what I write.
One of the things that strikes me every now and then, having hosted this program for a while and talking occasionally to artists and writers, is that the concept of money, just to get us back to where we started, is sort of variable depending on a person's perspective. But fundamentally, it comes down to this idea that money is what money is because we believe it is money and that it is worth something and that we trust it. And I guess I wonder whether you trust money.
Oh, gosh. Yes and no. It's because like money can work for you when it works for you. Money can buy a prescription and then you're like, yes, I trust money, you know, in that case. Or it can't. And then it's like, well, do we trust money or do we trust prices, right? I don't trust prices. More so than like trusting money is like trusting or being skeptical of how things are valued, right? In some cases.
Right. Well, look, because you said that, I now have to ask this question. I'm going to take you out of poet mode and into regular person living in this economy mode. What do you make of this economic moment that we're in?
It's difficult. It's really difficult, I think, because the wealth inequality is so supreme, and it always has been. But, you know, when you think of, you know, very, very wealthy people, I won't name the famous business folks that we all think of, who it seems right from the outside treat money like monopoly money. At the same time, again, like, you know, I go to the gas pump and I'm like, geez, you know, if this is hard on me, like, then it's hard on so many other people. I'm always saying, like, nothing costs what you think it does. It's always costs twice as much.
Lillian Yvonne Bertram is a poet, also a professor at the University of Maryland. Their most recent book, of which money is a key element, is called Negative Money. Professor, thanks for your time.
Thank you so much. This was a pleasure.